Riverside, Illinois. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Mr. Murphy, I was just wondering if you feel that there's a resemblance.
Caller, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Do you feel that there's a resemblance between your pubes and the hair on your head?
Savannah, Georgia, Democrat. Go ahead. Savannah, you're on the air.
Riverside, Illinois.
I apologize.
Mr. Murphy, there was some comment.
Lines. Our next call, Newark, New Jersey. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I got myself into really bad debt. I was paying one credit card off with another for over 4 years. I just went on and on. And, you know, I mean, I'm, like, really broke right now about to file bankruptcy. And, you know, I'm trying to get a penile implant. I need to enlarge my package to pick up the chicks these days.
Oxford, North Carolina is up next. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Plunkett. How are you?
Good morning.
But this is the kind of indignity that some of these women had to deal with, and by their persistence and their determination really broke down some barriers and opened the way for other women who came later.
Moving on to Baltimore, Democrat line. Hello.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
My question is, do you respect Howard Stern's penis?
Getting a lot of crank calls today. Not sure why they're coming in. We'll try to crack down on them as best we can. Get to another name, because
play. We go next to Camden, New Jersey on the Republican line. What do you think about all this?
Good morning, Brian, and thank you for C-SPAN.
Welcome.
When did you lose your virginity?
What do you mean?
How old were you?
I'm not about to answer that question.
When you lost your virginity? When did you get fucked?
Hey, thanks. Nice to hear from you. Always good to hear our callers when they're like that.
Because its repercussions are playing out in a negative fashion right now.
Moving on to Baltimore to our American Muslims line. Welcome.
I hope this doesn't bother you, but I've been imagining what you look like naked.
I think we're going to move on right to Philadelphia. Hello, Philly.
Yeah.
Austin, you're on the air. Good morning. We're doing open phones.
Hi, am I on the air?
Yep.
Fuck.
Thanks. Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm just fine.
Well, I disagree with Mr. Bush.
They're going to go crazy in the year 2004.
Thank you. Philadelphia, go ahead.
Boy, the calls are really fired up this morning. I just want to say I have a really big penis. I can suck my...
Let's go next. You know, it's really very unnecessary. Next, we go to Washington, D.C.
Hi.
Good morning.
I'm in Washington, P.A.
Pennsylvania, sorry.
It's okay. Connie, it's an honor to talk with you.
Again, embassy website. Toronto, Ontario, you're next up with the ambassador. Hello.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Jawad. My question is, do you have a big penis?
Man, I can't believe that guy got back on. Norco, California.
Yeah, it's Norco, California.
Sorry.
It's all right. Good morning, Mr. Ambassador. Thank you for taking my call.
As well, we have a call this morning on the international line from Pakistan. Welcome to the program.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Balsak T. Baghar. I call from Pakistan. I do not think that this is a good idea because it will only cause further tension between nations of the world. And I feel, as what they say, nobody will do this to Israel. And do you believe that Howard Stern has a small...
Let's go to Peckway, Pennsylvania.